Ella, the case is kagoyim shenichnas b'shay de teva migdol. Talking about the person went into the basic kvaris, locked up in a box. So where he is right now, there's no tumi. Didn't do an aveiro of coming into the basic kvaris. Olboch aveiro porim yolov maziva. And his friend comes right now and takes off the top of the box, takes off the maziva, the roof like. And now memelo the tumi goes in, and now he becomes tumi. So the shayla is now, he was a nazir from before. And now this happens to him, he comes into the Beis HaKvaris in a box, which right now, since it's covered on all four sides, it's a chatzitza, he's not mekabel tumah. Now, when he's in the Beis HaKvaris already, somebody takes off the maziva, somebody takes off the roof, the cover. So Mela, now he becomes tumah. So Shiloh is now, when does he get Malkus? Ki gemirin shia bebeis HaMikdash. It's such a lot, if you go into the Beis HaMikdash, when you're tumah, and you become tumah there, so there we say, don't get Malkus unless you stay there. You have to wait there a while. No, they tell you, as soon as you become Tomei, leave. And if the guy leaves right away, he's not doing anything wrong. But Shia means you don't listen, you don't leave, but you stay there. That's when you're over the lav. So maybe it's only the Tumah of the Beis HaMikdash is that way. Abel Avroi, but over here by a Nozir, where he's out of the Beis HaMikdash, he's in the Beis HaKvaris, like, maybe here you don't need Shia. Right away you're over Malkus. Right away you're over the lav. Maybe no, there's no difference. You're not over this lav of a nazir. Again, the nazir was Makaba Naziris a week ago. And he flew into the Beis HaKvaris through a Shedar Teva Migdal, a tower or a box that was covering him all around. So he wasn't Tomei yet. And now somebody pulled off the Mechitza that now he becomes Tomei. So the question is, does he get Malkus right away? Or is it only Shia, only if he waits there a while? By waiting there a while, by not going out, the fact he's waiting there a while, for that he gets Malkus. That the Gemara says take, or the Gemara's Masupik doesn't answer. Boyi Ravashi, Rashi gets a new shout like this. Boyi Ravashi, Nozir vu beveis HaKvaris. If you have a Nozir, and he's in the Beis HaKvaris, or he's Mekabel Tumah, he's Mekabel Naziris, in the Beis HaKvaris. So, Toyin Giluach Oiloi. Does he have to take a haircut now when he comes out and becomes Tor before he starts his new Naziris and Naziris of Tyra? Does he have to take a haircut first or not? Ki boy tegalachas, where is there a locha that a Nazir has to take a haircut? Tor shenitma, only where first you were Tor, a regular Nazir, he was Mekabel Naziris upon himself, and then he became Tomei. So then the locha is when you become Tomei, the first days fall away. And when you become Tor, you have to first take a haircut and bring the Kabbonis of Tumah, and then you start over again a new count of 30 days. That's only because at one time you were at least Tor when you were Nazir. Then you have to take a haircut. To call Metamal and Nazirusa, because he first became Tomei when he was already a Nazir. Avol Tomei, Shenozar Loi, but maybe a person that was Tomei. And when he was Tomei, he was Mekabel Naziris, so he never started yet have a Naziris Atayra. Maybe Lai, maybe him, even though we learned before, we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, the Naziris is Chal right now. That means he can't drink wine, he can't touch Mesim, he can't take a haircut. But our Koponim, he doesn't have the Loch of a Nazir Tomei. That, like so we had in the Mishnah, he doesn't have to bring Kabonis. Maybe he was in, doesn't have to take a haircut either. But when he becomes Tor, that's all. From that day onwards, he starts counting his new 30 days, but he does not have to take a haircut. That's the question. Maybe there's no difference. Lamaisa, he's a Nazir, and he's Tomei, and so just like a regular Nazir, when he started out when he was Tahor, if he becomes Tomei later, the lacher is when he becomes Tahor, he has to first take a haircut, and then start over again, maybe here also. So that's the Shaila. So Gemara says, Toshima, come in here. We had Misha Nazir. The Mishnah says, if somebody was Mekabel Naziris, v'hu beveis HaKvaris, and he was in the cemetery in the Beis HaKvaris, so afilu ho yisham shloishim yoim, even if the person stayed there in the Beis HaKvaris for 30 days, eino olalo min aminyan, these 30 days that he's in the Beis HaKvaris does not help him at all. Scorn it. Even though the Naziris takas chal, but you don't start counting your 30 days till you first become Tor. But it says a chiddush in the Mishnah, v'einai mevi korban tumah, but you do not have to bring a korban tumah. a regular nazir that was tor and then he became tamei has to bring a korban tumah when he becomes tor. But here, since he started out b'tamei in the Beis HaKvaris, he doesn't have to bring a korban tumah. So the diik is korban tumah hu d'loy maisi. Mashma only doesn't have to bring a korban for his tumah. Alva giluchei boy, but mashma hekot he does have to take. So you see from here, even though he started out to be a nazir when he was tamei, still, when he becomes tor, before he starts counting his 30 days, he has to take a haircut. So Mara says, maybe no. My time coming. Mishnah saying like this. Mishnah saying a reason. Hatayu says, my time coming. My time ain't may be korban tumah. Why does the Mishnah say, what's the reason of the Mishnah? How come this person that was mekabel naziris when he was first tamei, how come he doesn't have to bring a korban tumah when he becomes tor? Mishum de leboy geluchei, could be it's totally zebezer. The Mishnah also agrees that he does not have to take a haircut. And it's totally, one is totally with the other one. Like Tosafot says, in the middle. My time come, akloima, kivon de tenan, and maybe, since it says he does not have to bring a korban, memele yadinu, from this we understand, the yein and the galeach, that he would not have to take a haircut. Toho bo'otali is totally one and the other. The apsukim kreivim zelazel, the two psukim in the Torah are near one another. So therefore, when we say you have to bring a korban tumah, that's when we say you have to take a haircut. For such a nazir that first started out when he was tamei, since he does not have to bring a korban tumah, who adin he does not have to bring a haircut. He does not have to take a haircut. So for the Mishnah, there's no kasha. No proof. So we still have this suffix. What's the halacha? Person that was mekabel naziris when he was first tamei, does he have to take a haircut when he becomes tor? Toshma, come and bring another proof. We had before, we learned, it says, Ein bein tamei shen ozer. There's no difference between a person that was first tamei and accepted upon himself to be a nazir. Le nazir tor shenitma. Where a person that first became a nazir when he was tor, and then first lady became tamei. These two people are now tamei. What's the difference between them? The only difference there is elatame shenazar shvi shaloy alalamin aminyan. If a person first accepted Naziris when he was tamei, so true, Naziris is chal, but he doesn't start counting his 30 days until he first becomes tahor. On the seventh day, when he becomes tahor, that day could be the first day for his Naziris. That's the first count of his shloshim yom. But the nazir tor shenitma, we have a nazir that started out when he was tor, and then he became tamei. By him the lacher is ein shvi shaloi oilem in aminyan. He has to wait, like even if he counted 20 days, those 20 days fall away. He has to now wait 7 days till he becomes tor. When he becomes tor, though, the seventh day he cannot start counting his new naziris yet. Shvi shaloi ein oilem in aminyan. It does not help. No, forget. What does it say? Right. That if you were first tor and then you became tamei, the seventh day does not help. We'll see later in the Gemara why not exerce. We'll see Pshat in the Pasuk. But I call upon him, if you start out to be tor and then you became tamei, so your seventh day, that's the day you become Torah, true. But since you have to bring Kabbonis of Tyra, of Tumah, the Kabbonis you first bring on the eighth day. Therefore, after you bring your Kabbonis, that's when you can first start counting the Naziris Tatira. This is the only difference. So my love, isn't it? Holotekalachas, Zev Zeshoven, the Mashma, both of them do need a haircut. Because that we know clearly, if somebody was first Tahor, and then he became Tamei, when he finishes his Tumah, he has to take a haircut. He has to take a haircut that day and bring Kabbonis. So if they say they both have the same halachas, only for Shvi Shaloi, here be mashm, even you started out the tumah, also you would have to take a haircut when you become Torah. So Mara says, loy, maybe that's not the pshat here. Loy, holomalkus zev zeshoven. Maybe it only means, for Malkus, they're both equal. That's all it means. In other words, they both have the Isser Naziris chal upon them. If they take a haircut, or else they drink wine and touch a mace, for that they get Malkus. But avo tekalachas mai. But negate to the mitzvah of taking a haircut, you want to tell me, Zer Megaleach, if he was first Tor, and then he became Tomei, now after 7 days, on the eighth day, when he becomes Tor again, he has to take a haircut. But Zer Ein Megaleach, But this one that started out the tumah, you want to tell me he does not have to take a haircut now? For the Gemara, if so, listen now. Why don't we learn that then? That's also a difference. Sakama doesn't say this to be part of the differences. So Gemara answers, Tana, it's not like this. Shvi shaloi v'chomili enechnami. That's what it says, the seventh day and everything also. Like Taisa says, Tana, shvi shaloi v'chomili. V'chivon de Tana, shvi shaloi. Oilele min aminyin. Since it says that if you first started to be a nazir when you're tamei, now when you wait 7 days and you become tor, the seventh day itself, you could start your naziris. Since it says that, that the seventh day is oilele min aminyin, hainu mishum, what's the reason? Sheinu may be korban. Of course, you do not have to bring a korban the next day. That's why today, the seventh day, you can start counting your new naziris. So that's the reasoning. On the Mele Yadina, from here also, we understand the Eina Megaleach, that you do not have to take a haircut. Kivan, the Eina made a carbon. And we had before, these two things are totally Zebizeh. Whoever has to bring a carbon tumah has to take a haircut. See, if you were first Tahor, and then you became Tomei, so 7 days later when you become Tahor, then the eighth day you bring a haircut, you take a haircut, and you bring Karbonis. It's totally Zebizeh. But since it says here, if you start out to be Tomei, so the seventh day starts your new Naziris, is the pshat, you don't have to bring a korban. If you don't have to bring a korban, hu adin, you don't have to take a haircut. So far we have no proof. Tashma, come and I'll bring you another proof. It says, Alocha, ein liyele yimei tumasoi, shenelo lemin aminyin. If Nazir that's Tomei, touched the mace, he's Tomei, so we know those days that his tamei does not help for his count of naziris. And Tosfos says, "Pirik kishenitlo b'meis haray yemona b'tayra kama yomim." The person already counted, let's say, 10-15 days, and now it becomes tamei. So all these days, all the first days, fall away. See, and later when you become tor, you have to start over again. So in lay only know this halacha el yemei tumasai shenolim in aminyan. What about Yimei Chalutoi Minayin? What about a person becomes a Mitzayra? Chaluta means it's Cholut that he's Vadi a Mitzayra. So Iskapaska now, he has Tumas Mitzayra on him. He was a Nazir first, and then he got Mitzayras and became a Mitzayra. He has Tumas Mitzayra on him. So while he's a Mitzayra, those days that he has Tumas Mitzayra doesn't help for his count of Naziris. Those days are not Oila. Those days don't help. So how do we know this? Yimei Chalut Minayin, how do we know these days also are not included? Like you can't use these for part of your 30 days. So for Marfor it says Vidinu, I'll tell you it's a Svara. The Svara is like this, like a Kabachoima. Or Ma Yimei Tumasai. Maduch when a person mamish touched a mace. But the Lacher is after you become Tor, Megaleyachu may be carbon. You have to first take a haircut and then bring a carbon. Af Yimei Chalutai. The same thing if a person's a Mitzayra. When you get your Tyra, is Megaleich, you have to first take a haircut. Or maybe Korban, you have to bring a Korban. For your Mitzarash, you have to bring a Korban. So if so, it's a Svara. Or Ma Yimei Tumasi Ein Oilele Min Aminyin. Just like Kozuman, you have the Tumas Mesa on you. Those days do not go for the Naziris. The first days fall away. And these days don't help. You have to first start your count over again after you become Torah. So I tell you, after you make halutai, ain't another min aminyan. The same thing when you have tumas mitzvah on you, even though mitzvahs is not doicha, does not push away the first days. Now let's say first you counted 15 days you were tor, so you have now 15 days of naziris. Then you became a mitzvah. The lachar is calls them and you have the tumas mitzvah. These next days don't help, but the first 15 days you don't lose out. But our core point, we want to say it's a svara now, that these, let's say, next 10 or 15 days that you have the Tumas Mitzvah on you, these days don't help you in the Naziris. After you finish them, later you'll have to continue, you're in the first Naziris. So, after you make a lute, and then a minyan. So that's a kavuchem, that's a svara. So Mora says, no, maybe no, in svara alone, I should not know this. I tell you, lo, maybe no. Maybe when you touch the mace, it's worse. If you touch your mace and you're in the middle of your naziris, it's soiser what you first counted. Those first days fall away now. You have to start over again. Therefore, the svar is and a little min minyan, that these days now, while you're tamei, of course, doesn't help you in the zirus. Like if the tumah throws away the first days, for sure these days can't help you. But tayama bimei chalutai, let's say a nazir that didn't touch your mace, he has no tumas mace on him. He only has tumah of a mitzaras. He has mitzara now. His mitzaras he has on him. She'einai mevatas akoidmin, like we just said. If you first counted 15 days of the Nazirah's Tyra, and then you became a Mitzairah, so only these days now don't help for you, but the first days you still have. And later when you become Torah, you just need another 15 days. So maybe lefika cholem in a minyan. If you want to learn it out from Tum, you can't learn it out from Tumah. So therefore maybe even while you're a Mitzairah, maybe these days also help for your Nazirah's. Maybe. Like how do we know not? Or Matan, this I'll answer you like this. If a nozir means was first mekablis naziris when he was in the Beis HaKfaris, he first accepted upon himself the naziris when he was tamei. His hair is fit to have a haircut on it. Still, we say those first days when you're tamei, your naziris doesn't start really until first you become tor. But if you're first mekabel naziris when you were tamei. So the lachar is those days don't help. Is yemei chalutai, the days that you're a mitzayra, shein roin l'tik alachas, those days you can't take a haircut. Is lekol shein shein ola min a minyan, isn't it for sure that these days should not be ola for the minyan of Nazirus? So the Taisus says like this, not next to his Taisus, nozir bekeve shesayra l'tik alachas, V'domil a nazir, he's like a nazir now. And ola min a minyan yemei chalutai shein sarva roth glachas. L'kachodom a nazir. Yeah. So now, what does it mean it's not roar to take a haircut? So Mora says, my love doesn't mean to say take a lachas tuma, that you're not roar to take a haircut, you have no chiv to take a haircut, that's tuma. So, Tais of the Hokikoma, Oma nazir bekever, if a nazir was mekabel nazirus when he was tummy, Shesara rola tegalachas. What does that mean? To say a sha'olav oimed leskalech. To hear that he has on his head is oimed to take a haircut. Lechi yashlem naziros, the tyra. When he finishes the naziros of tyra, he has to take a haircut. Sherei eina magalech b'shvi. Because he does not have to take a haircut on the seventh day. And still we say ein oilin, these days don't help for the naziros. If so, you may chalutai. The days when you're a mitzvah. Your hair does not have to be cut off. Leniziris tyra. Sharei zokel galeach, like a shiasrapim mitzaratoi. Because now, lemaisa, when you're mitzairah, when you become tor from the mitzvah of mitzairah is to cut off your hair. So lemaisa, the hair you have on you right now is not going to be around that later when you take a haircut from mitzairah, from naziris, is going to be here anymore. Now it's like this. Let's sing more again. For man nosi bekever, or nosi that was first mekabel naziris when he's in the basic forest. It says sasara rolas leskalech, that his hair, the only time he's going to have to shave it off now is when lady finishes the naziris, like a regular nosi takes off. Uman nazir bekever again. Shesara rolas kalech. That when you mekabel naziris when you tummy. So the days that you're in the Beis HaKfaris, these days don't help to start counting naziris. But I call upon him. You don't have to take a haircut. So the hair you have on you will be here later when you finish your naziris of Tyra. The mitzvah the kalech will be upon the hair you have right now. Still, we say these days that you tummy now don't help for your naziris. You have to wait till you become tor, and then you start old. Then you start counting your 30 days. So you may chalutai if a nozer that became a mitzayra, shein roi l'tegalachas, that the hair he has on right now while he's a mitzayra won't be here later after 30 days of his naziris. You know why? Because the mitzayra has a mitzvah to cut off his hair. So after dini mitzayra, when he becomes tor, he has to cut off his hair. So the hair that he has on his head right now will not be here later when he cuts his hair for the mitzvah of Naziris. Because he has to first cut his hair off when he becomes tor for his mitzaras, and then he'll start counting 30 days for Naziris. So it comes out the hair he's wearing now is not going to be around for the mitzvah of Naziris. So lekol shchein shenelu lemin aminyan. For sure, then now when you're mitzayra, these days should not help for the naziris. That's a svar. So my love doesn't mean to say take a lachas tuma. Doesn't mean to say that you don't have to take a haircut for tuma. So you see clearly a nazir that was makabel upon himself to be a nazir. To be a nazir when he was tamei. My love glass tuma means that he has to take a haircut right now. It means as tumas naziris, this nazir, even though he was makabel when he was tamei, he has to take a haircut. So Chorisi does have to take a haircut. Tomorrow says, Loi, that's not the pshat here. Havadi doesn't have to take a haircut when he's Tomei. But it means the Galachas Taira. Just means to say, like we just said, again, that this Nazir, he accepted Naziris when he was in the Beis HaKvaris. So when he gets Tohor, could be he doesn't have to take a haircut. What does it mean this hair will be around? I mean, it'll be around later when he finishes his Naziris of Taira, after the 30 days, the hair will still be here. So take a haircut then, that will be the Shem Mitzvah to Galachas. So that's the Kabbal Chaim alike. Madach, now that your hair is roi to be fit for a mitzvah of tikalachas of naziris, these days don't help. So if you're mitzvah, and the days that you're mitzvah, that hair you have then won't be around later when you become a nazir tor, so those days for sure should not help. So what's the talking now in Mistar? This is the swirl at this also.